This is Wade Rathruth, the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In Chinese theaters and other venues, ushers are now given laser pointers in order to shame those members of the audience who attempt to use their cell phones during a performance. British researchers studied almost 120,000 men and women and found that for each 2.5 inches of genetically determined extra height, a man was 12% more likely to work in a high-status job and earn an average of $1,611 more per year. In women, a 4.6% increase in body mass resulted in $4,200 less annual income. They argued that the effect was a genetic bias, independent of environment. American Bar Association is now telling law schools if they want to keep accreditation, 75% of their graduates have to pass a state bar within 2 years. Analytics from eBooks are finding that readers often give up on a book in the early chapters. Women tend to quit after 50 to 100 pages, men after 30 to 50 pages. Only 5% of the books tested were completed by more than 75% of the readers. 60% of books fell into the range where 25 to 50% of the readers finished. Business books had the lowest completion rate. French government backtracked on plans to overhaul labor laws under pressure from unions and members of the ruling Socialist Party. Federal government published the first national standards for prescription painkillers, recommending that doctors try ibuprofen and aspirin before prescribing the highly addictive pills, and they give most patients only a few days' supply. Opioid deaths, including those from heroin, which some people turn to after starting with prescription painkillers, reached a record 28,647 in 2014, according to the most recent federal statistics. Hillary Clinton takes Florida, North Carolina, Illinois, and Ohio. Trump takes Florida, knocking Rubio out of the race, North Carolina, and Illinois. Kasich takes his home state of Ohio, Missouri up for grabs. Tea Party, hard right Freedom Caucus, and the House of Representatives blocked the budget plan backed by House GOP leaders and Speaker Paul Ryan. The Obama administration reversed course and now will bar oil drilling off the U.S. Atlantic coast. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.